You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Walbrecht and delivered by me, your host, Leo Chavez. This episode covers the 16th through the 22nd of September 2019. Huawei Linux laptops running Deepin Linux now available. The third biggest smartphone manufacturer has begun shipping the MateBook 13, 14, and X Pro with Deepin Linux pre-installed. All of the models ship with 8GB of RAM, a 512GB SSD, and an i5-8265U, and start at about $750. PineTime, a smartwatch companion for Linux smartphones. Pine64 is launching a side project that will see a $25 ARM embed or free RTOS-based watch. The company is still seeking additional software developers interested in contributing. The watch itself will be made of zinc alloy and plastic, ship with a charging dock, support Bluetooth 5.0, a heart rate monitor, all with a battery to last days. First ever Microsoft Linux conference announced. Hot off the heels of Windows Subsystem for Linux 2, WSLConf, a conference with WSL at its core, has been announced for March 10th through the 11th, 2020. With no registration fee and organized by the community, the conference will take place on Microsoft's Washington Redmond campus in Building 20. Presentations will be held by Ubuntu's WSL team, Microsoft's WSL team, and the creators of Penguin, among others. Linux kernel 5.3 bundles new Navi graphics support. Held up by Linus's travel schedule, 5.3 gets its release about a week late, but comes with new AMD Radeon Navi graphics card support, which includes the new Radeon RX 5700 and 5700 XT. Linus also reverted a change that worked so well, it revealed issues in other unrelated parts of the kernel, and goes to show just how committed he is in preserving kernel stability. The same change will head back into the kernel once developers figure out how to integrate it properly. Canonical outs new Linux kernel security update for supported Ubuntu OSs. This update focuses on three vulnerabilities: a buffer overflow in the VertIO backend implementation that could allow remote code execution, and two PowerPC flaws that could allow local attackers read access to private information. The recommended course of action, as usual, is to upgrade to the latest stable kernel. Mozilla is transitioning Firefox to a monthly release cycle. Speeding up the release cycle from the two-month pace, Firefox will now see a release every 4 weeks starting in the first quarter of 2020, with the first release scheduled for the 7th of January. Mozilla also says that they will lean heavily on Firefox beta and developer testers, noting that it will be essential. As a result, more frequent beta builds will be available. Announcing the new IBM Linux One 3 with Ubuntu. The latest iteration of the Linux One platform will run on all supported versions of Ubuntu LTS. Kara Todd, on the Ubuntu blog, said, "By selecting such a popular Linux OS, enterprises benefit from a regular release cadence, upstream releases, and a portfolio of tools to manage their multi-cloud deployments, including Juju, Metal as a Service, and Charmed Kubernetes. Ubuntu Advantage for infrastructure will provide the assurance needed for ongoing enterprise-level support." Ghost BSD 19.09 now available. Ghost is now built from FreeBSD 12 stable with the integration of the latest system update developed by TrueOS. As well, OpenRC has been updated to 0.41.2 and the display manager changed from Slick Greeter to Light DM, among a few other changes. 19.09 is the last update that should break upgrades, but does mean that existing users of Ghost should reinstall unless they were running on the development version of 19.09 already. This has been another episode of Full Circle Weekly News. For more news and ramblings, find me at leochavez.org, follow me on Twitter at leochavez, or hear me and my fellow co-hosts on Mintcast. And I'll see you next week.